Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With Podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
High five.
You're really good at this.
Yeah, I have no idea what's happening.
Welcome back to the What Podcast. I'm Barry. That's Lord Taco. It must be vacation time or something, right? Everybody's trying to catch up.
Everybody's gone, yeah.
Yeah, I know you were out last week, and Brad is out this week, and I don't know when I'm going to be able to. I switched jobs, and I'm glad of it, but vacation is probably not in the offing. But glad to be back, and we want to do another high five clip for everybody. We're trying to be consistent. We're so thankful for everybody who's jumped on and subscribed, and been listening, and means the world to us. It really does.
It does, and you know, we've always said, we've done this. We didn't expect this to last this long, but here we are. We've got, 5 or 6 years of content. Yeah. To go back and listen to, so if we can pull out one or two clips here and there,
yeah,
especially if you're new and you've only listened to us this year, that we've got quite a lot to go back and check out, so this is one of those moments.
Yeah, that's a great point, and that's part of why we're doing it. And the other part, and I've said this before, I think I said it last time, is I just keep thinking about what a great community and how meaningful this festival is to so many people. What we started in 2018, there wasn't a podcast, there wasn't anything dedicated to it. Now I can think of at least five, right, that have some sort of relationship. Real Rubus, the Ruham guys, of course. Pondo, I think he's still doing his music related one. He's such a big part of Bonnaroo. If you know who Pondo is, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And Bonadude.
Bonadude. Yep. Out of Nashville. And if you listen to all of them, which I assume you probably do, if you care, you'll notice the thread of the Bonnaroo credo and the community, right? I mean, we all share the same. Everybody says the same thing. You know, it's about community, it's about caring for each other, it's about radiating positivity, it's about, you know, trying to do the right thing, and then somewhere in there is, it's about the music, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's community first seems to be the common theme, and it doesn't matter if it's June and we're on the farm, or if it's September or July or whatever month, you know, it's year round for all of us. And I know a lot of other listeners too, think about and talk about Bonnaroo year round. So,
yeah. Yeah. You'll see on some of the online sites, whether it's Discord or Reddit or whatever, people say, yeah, everybody at work is tired of me talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you seen mm-hmm. that? Because it's true. It's what we do every week.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I've got friends and family that are tired of me talking about it. So,
yeah. That's eyes are starting to roll back in people's heads.
Right. So, but that's part of what the podcast is all about, is just having a place to go and talk about it and relive it.
And that's right. And this clip this week, the high five clip, we started to do. Because of the off weeks, you know, it's kind of hard to talk about it on a podcast for 52 weeks. It takes a little bit of work and effort. We can probably do it, but at some point we're going to be repeating ourselves a lot. And we realized we had all this content that not everybody has listened to. So we want to kind of tease a little bit and hope you'll maybe go back and listen to full episodes or past episodes, because a lot of them are, we think, fairly evergreen. You know, they're usually, if it's a band or somebody we're talking to, it's because they're getting ready to play Bonnaroo or maybe another festival. But the interviews are not necessarily, you know, you don't have to have been going that year or gone that year. A lot of the band interviews are just about who they are and how they work and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, and I mean, part of the reason we want to highlight these clips is because we talk about them. You know, we'll talk, you know, just in conversation, we'll say, remember that time we talked to whoever, and that, you know, because they, you know, it's just such a bunch of neat moments that we keep wanting to relive.
And this one this week, we chose for a reason. We chose because I think you and I talked about after when we reviewed 2023, a theme that we sort of noticed was a lot more people who were doing the festival sober.
Mm-hmm.
Some people in our camp, several people in our camp, for example, but we also ran into people, you know, all over the place. And even one of our campmates noticed that it seemed to be one of the calmer, more sober festivals, you know, all over the place. And it's not to say there wasn't, you know, a lot of the other stuff going on or that one's good or bad or whatever, just kind of a theme. And for those people who are, you know, who have struggled with it and have made the decision to be sober, congratulations and good for you. And it's tough. Stay with it.
It is. Yeah. I mean, we saw that firsthand just from the people in our camp doing it. So, and it's definitely a growing, trend and, you know, big thing for a lot of people.
Right. And so this particular clip was from 2022 with, Tyrone from Rufus Du Sol, great interview, great band, great Bonnaroo band. And, but Tyrone, if you remember Russ, told us, how the band almost called it quits and then sort of decided to give up the whiskey and go sober. And as he said, I think give up the whiskey for ginger.
Yeah. And,
so this clip is a, again, sort of part of that, carrying on that same idea of when, of this year's Bonnaroo, but also it's a great insight to a band and how they work and the many things that they have to go through. And we hope you'll listen to the clip and then go back and check out the whole interview and check out everything else that we've done.
Yeah, go back and listen to the interview because it's a good one that we did. And yeah, honestly, everything, you know, not to sound biased, I think every episode is worth going back and listening to. So we hope you do.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. This is a high five clip from Tyrone from Rufus Du Sol.
I don't know, you know, it was also just like pushing each of us as friends further apart. And so it's just been like a nice reset that wasn't easy. It wasn't like, and the last 3 years haven't been easy. It's been difficult. And I feel like we're reaping the rewards just in terms of our friendship and the music making and me just being a dad too. Like I didn't know, I wouldn't have known what I was missing out on. I would have been on the road being like, yeah, I'm a great dad. And, you know, I wouldn't have known any different. And realistically, I wouldn't have been in my son's life nearly as much. And it's been a big gift that I get to wake up next time and, you know, like hang out and then go make music with my friends.
Well, you said that it switched and changed a little bit of your priorities. You know, those shows did get really massive and you guys did that on purpose and it gained you so much traction in the community. You got such a massive amount of fans throughout the last couple of years. And now it's a switch of the, I guess, a little refocus of the priorities. What does the next 2 years look like for you guys?
I mean, it looks quite similar, really. Like we're back in the studio now. We got back in there to make more music a few weeks ago. And that's our plan, like to continue making music. It's what we love to do.
Yeah, but you
hopefully
got, you
we'll
said,
be
you
touring
said there was,
a bunch this year,
but
touring
you said
looks
there was,
a bit different.
You said there was a part of it where it was almost like tearing you guys apart. You don't want to get back there. So what do you do to, sort of protect yourself from that kind of experience again?
Sure. I guess it's the amount of touring. We'd go on the road for 3 months at a time and then come home. Now it would look like touring for 4 weeks and then coming back for a week, and then touring for 4 weeks and coming back for a week. And maybe it's portioned out a little more, like spaced out. So you might do like 5 tours in a year, like across the country, like across the globe. And there's just more space between where we can kind of reset our clock, reconnect, get in the studio. Because it's also like, you know, when we're on the road at 3 months at a time, there's no new music being written. Like, so that the muscle, I see it as a muscle, being in the studio where you're, you know, you're being creative. The longer that you're in the studio, the better you get, the sharper your tools get. And maybe you, you know, fall on the easy, quick fixes or quick ideas. But for the most part, you're really like trained, like a, I don't know, like a someone in sports that's really sharp at their skill in the studio. And it just feels nicer and healthier for us to be able to not leave either the live arena for too long or the writing arena for too long. Just because, even not like having a year and a half off touring, coming back and playing our first show at Red Rocks, like this year or last year, it was like quite daunting. Really, it was exciting, but we're like, are we gonna know what we do? Like, do we know how to do this thing? And it's like riding a bike. You don't forget.
All right, so there you go. Like we said, I'm with you. Every time I hear, go back and listen to some of these old ones, I think that's my favorite one. I don't mean that dishonestly. It's the truth. I just remember so much of it.
Yeah. And, you know, we've only got about 100 favorites from past episodes. So.
That's my number one favorite one.
That's my favorite. Yeah. That's my favorite one.
So I really do hope you'll go back. You can listen. Obviously, if you found this, you have your favorite place to listen. But thanks to the Consequence Network, we're part of their podcast. You can listen to it there. You can watch it on YouTube, all your favorite platforms. And please do like and subscribe. It means a lot to us. It doesn't cost you anything. And kind of hope you'll share it with maybe share it with some of those people at work who look at you and say, man, I wish you'd stop talking about it. Send them one of these and maybe they'll understand that it's not just you.
Yeah. Yeah. Let them know you're not crazy, because we also talk about it year round.
Well, you might be crazy, but you're not alone.
Well, okay. That's a good point. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening, and have a great day, and just radiate positivity, man. I mean, it sounds so simple, but it is. Just do it.
It is, and it's something you can do year round.
Absolutely. All right. Have a great day.
Consequence Podcast Network.